On this week's Trivia Night...
Ole, ole!
Party people all around me, we're feeling hot, hot, hot with Hot Things Trivia. Put your little hand in mine, trivia heads, because there ain't no trivia hill we can't climb on another brand new episode of Trivia Night, the best trivia show on planet Earth. I am your host, Philip Tricky, and as always, I'm coming to you from Trivia Night World Headquarters in Dayton, Ohio, where on July 22nd, 1901, the mercury soared to 108 degrees, and that's just too damn hot for a penguin to be walking around. I'm bringing 10 questions from CrowdPurse Trivia Game of the Week, pulled from our extensive library that we update every week with a fresh crop of trivia games just like this one. These games are perfect for any and all events. Seminars, pop-ups, social gatherings, fundraisers, sock hops, you name it, we got you. Stick around and find out how to get started for free. The answer to last week's bonus question, where was Jimi Hendrix born in 1942? He was born in Seattle, Washington. Jimi Hendrix was born in Seattle, the Emerald City. And thus ends my perfect two-week streak of unbeatable segues. But I'm not sweating it. Oh, what? Now there's your segue. The streak remains unbroken. I feel my temperature rising with some hot, hot trivia. I got 10 questions, the hottest number. You got 10 answers. Ooh-wee, it's sizzling. To quote rock legend Bruce Dickinson, I got a fever, and the only prescription is more trivia. Let's play. I'm gonna start you off on hot, hot trivia with a juicy little heater right down the middle. Question one. What popular early 2000s rock band released their debut album, Hot Fuss, in 2004? Was it A, The Strokes, B, The Killers, C, The Bravery, or D, The National? Which of these popular early 2000s rock band was coming out of their cage and doing just fine on Hot Fuss? The answer is B, The Killers. Their 2004 debut Hot Fuss sold more than 7 million copies worldwide. Moving on to question two. Which of these modern slang terms originally referred to a gun, but now most commonly means hot dog? Is it A, grilly, B, glizzy, C, glamour, or D, gripper? Which of these slang terms is now most commonly used to refer to a hot dog? The correct answer is B, it's glizzy. I'll take a glizzy with some onions, mustard, and chili, please. Two. And what started out in rap circles as a reference to a Glock handgun, glizzy for some reason now means hot dog. A natural progression for slang. All right, question three is gonna be a fill in the blank. I'm not giving you any answer options, so you're just gonna have to dig deep, deep down into the fire to pull out the hot answer for this question. So here we go with a fill in the blank, question three. The final sauce added to the chicken wings on the interview series Hot Ones is known as the last blank. What is the last sauce they add to the wings? It's known as the last dab. As of season four, the final sauce featured on every episode of Hot Ones is their own branded sauce known as the last dab. Because they put a little dab extra on the end of it, and a little dab will do ya. Question four. What entertainment and lifestyle magazine began publishing their annual Sexiest Man Alive issue in 1985? Is it A, People, B, Us Weekly, C, Vanity Fair, or D, In Touch Weekly? Which of these magazines has been pointing out to us the sexiest man alive since 1985? Correct answer is A, it's People Magazine. People Magazine doesn't always get it right, and to prove that point, their very first sexiest man alive was Mel Gibson. And I'm sure, yeah, he was very sexy, but that pick has not aged very well. Moving on to question five. What queen of disco went looking for some hot stuff baby this evening on 1979's Hot Stuff? Was it A, Chaka Khan, B, Gloria Gaynor, C, Donna Summer, or D, Cheryl Lynn? What queen of disco went looking for some hot stuff, baby, this evening in 1979? The correct answer is C, the queen of disco, Miss Donna Summer. Hot Stuff was the second of four eventual number one singles on the Billboard Hot 100 for Miss Donna Summer. She's been looking for some hot stuff ever since. Question six. What rock band got a fever of 103 on their 1978 platinum-selling single, Hot Blooded? Is it A, Styx, B, REO Speedwagon, C, Foreigner, or D, Journey? Which of these bands was Hot Blooded? Check it and see. The correct answer is indeed C, it's Foreigner. They're Hot Blooded and they got a fever of 103. Question seven, we're going back to the glizzy world. What flavored salt is required to make a true dragged through the garden Chicago style hot dog? Is it A, smoked salt, B, garlic salt, C, dill salt, or D, celery salt? Which of these salts do you need to make a true Chicago style hot dog? The correct answer is D, it's celery salt. You can't have a real Chicago hot dog without celery salt. You got your yellow mustard, chopped white onions, bright green relish, a dill pickle, tomato slices, pickled sport peppers, and a dash of celery salt. Oh man, I want to go to Portillo's. Also, Portillo's, open up a shop in Dayton. I know you're out there. If you work for Portillo's and you're listening to me, please, please, I need me a Chicago-style glizzy right now. Question eight. What future Academy Award nominee made his feature film debut in 2001's Wet Hot American Summer? Is it A, Jesse Eisenberg, B, Bradley Cooper, C, Mark Ruffalo, or D, Austin Butler? Which of these Academy Award nominees made his feature film debut in Wet Hot American Summer? The correct answer is B. It's B. Coops, Mr. Bradley Cooper. He skipped his graduation from the Actors Studio in New York to film his role in Wet Hot American Summer. He plays camp counselor Ben. McKinley and Ben, this is for you. Question nine. Which of these geographically named bands scored a global hit in 1982 with Heat of the Moment? Was it A, Boston, B, Asia, C, Europe, or D, Kansas? Who scored a hit in 1982 with Heat of the Moment? Telling me what the answer was. B, Asia. Asia had a Heat of the Moment in 1982. Now, before we really turn up the heat and start cooking with the last question, do you have an upcoming event or meeting you're looking to spice up? Did you know you can host your own trivia game just like this with CrowdPurr? We've got over 1,500 original games in our trivia library, loaded up with GIFs, images, videos, and more. Or write your own game on whatever topic you want. Add your own videos, images, your logo, fun facts. The sky is the limit. We've even got team modes. Put together the hottest trivia teams for those cold winter nights. Players join in on their devices, either in person or virtually, and you kick back and relax as they heat things up for a spot atop our real-time rankings leaderboard. There's even a free forever basic plan to get started quickly. So add some fun to your next live, virtual, or hybrid event with CrowdPurr. Now to paraphrase my man Eli Sunday, Daniel Plainview, this podcast is on fire! It's question 10. What is the official SI unit for measuring thermal energy and heat? Is it A, Pascal, B, Ohm, C, Joule, or D, Siemens? Which of these units of measurement is the official SI unit for measuring heat and energy? The correct answer is C, it's Joule. That's spelled J-O-U-L-E-S. It's not the Who Will Save Your Soul singer. That measurement is represented by an uppercase J, according to the International System of Units. So anytime you see that on a chemistry test, you know they're talking about heat. I imagine all of my listeners weekly take chemistry tests. Well, Donna Summer, After decades of fruitless searching, we finally found that hot stuff you were looking for. That is our show for the week. Please, please, please do me a favor. Rate and review this show on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Connect with our social media on Instagram and Twitter. We are at CrowdPur, where you'll find daily updates, new trivia questions, and a whole lot more. And check out our podcast page for this week's bonus question. Lastly, do check out CrowdPur.com to create and host your own live trivia show just like this. Thank you so much for listening and playing. My name is Philip Tricky, and join us right here next week for another brand new and hot episode of Trivia Night.